It's season 3, episode number 9 of the Inner Power Podcast. And today,
just try to remember.
We got to remember everything. Oh my gosh. We have got to remember anything. That's life.
Oh.
Today we've been joined by the lovely M. Harford.
Hello.
Yes, I'm going to find out a little bit more about this exciting line of activewear you've done and all the great stuff that you're...
Yeah, just get familiar with this branding, guys. You know, just take a good look. You can even screenshot it. There we go.
There we go. So, you were here to talk a little bit about your activewear for women and like how this all come about because it's evolved. And we met you last week and you just came in with such a great positive vibe and energy, wasn't it?
Yeah, high energy. Yeah,
we haven't stopped talking about it all week. That's why I'm so tired. I didn't sleep. So tell us a bit about
the activewear.
Yeah.
So I very unexpectedly got pregnant last year. I was a qualified PT and club size instructor, and I love bright, vibrant colours, funky leggings. I got to about 3 months, couldn't fit into anything anymore, so I thought, right, need some new gym gear, perfect excuse. Went out, but everything was just really plain, which is, it's nice, but it's not me. It's, you know, and I just don't feel comfortable in sort of black leggings and grey ones, etc.
I am exactly the same.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's just me.
Cow print's nice.
I like the cow print.
So I thought, right, I can't find what I want, so I'm just going to design my own. So I did, and I went out to a couple of manufacturers and got some samples through. And it was brilliant. It was lovely. And I thought, great, I can wear these for 6 months. And then it was like, but then what do I do? Because, you know, and I was really happy with the designs. I did 5 different designs to start with, and I just absolutely love them all. But I wanted to continue to wear them. So I thought, right, I'm not going to focus on just maternity wear. I want to branch out so I can wear these for the rest of my life. And then I'm not... You know, I won't just have one kind of market. I'm reaching out to everybody. So it kind of evolved from there. So yeah, as well as doing the maternity leggings, which was the original, I now do the capris. We've got the skorts. I've got the bra tops. I've got the dry fit vest tops. Matching scrunchies.
I said that. I was going to ask you when you came in.
Yeah. So I've got to have a matching scrunchie.
Yeah.
So yes, it's just evolved from there, really.
Yeah.
And so we've been going. I officially launched in November last year. And I had my baby 25th of July, so 4 months after.
Wow.
And yeah, it's been brilliant. It's been really good. And luckily, I'm in the right business anyway, so I've got a lot of people at my club size classes wear them. It's brilliant. We get there and we're all in matching leggings.
That's so cool.
And in the other week, there's 8 of us. We all had the purple star twinkle, purple twinkle leggings on. And it was great. And it's just so nice. If I walk around town or go to a gym and I see someone in my leggings, and I want to run over and be like, I made those! I would just scare people.
Do you keep like walking past going?
So yeah, I just have to like, then I text my husband and I'm like, oh my God, I've just seen someone in my leggings. And it's just, I'm so proud. It's brilliant. It's really nice. So a good feeling.
Yeah, wow.
Well, last week when we met for the first time and I got my very own pair of capris,
I had to prize them off and just, you need to wash them.
Every time I saw you online, you were in the capris.
They are so comfortable. And I do
thank you.
Because, you know, I was in the fitness industry for years and years and years. So working as a personal trainer, for me, it was always very important to have a very comfortable sport wear as well as see-through. That's not the word.
What sort of personal trainer were you doing?
The only one in the
world.
So it was important. It was squat-proof, right? And yours are absolutely squat-proof. You can't get in any position you want and you feel safe.
Yeah.
Because that was very important for me. People are really conscious, you know, especially when they are just bending over. They just don't want to show their underwear.
Yeah.
I was one of those people. I still am. So for that reason and many others, I do love them. I love the design and I love the fact they are high-waisted.
Yeah.
To point that my mother-in-law wants one pair as well. You know, so, you know, she's going to get it. She doesn't know it, but she's going to get it.
It will now.
Yeah. But this is coming out. You know.
Oh, it'll be after, okay.
So that's going to be afterwards. So I'm super excited about your clothing line and the fact it's going to be here. Available for members of the academy.
Brilliant.
So they will have, because you know what it's like, guys, you know, it's nice to watch something on the picture. Many things looks nice on the picture. And when you receive it, you think, actually, this is not what I was looking for. So your hopes were, you know, high. you received the product and then you were like, ugh. Here there's nothing like that, nothing like that. And because we're gonna have your samples hanging here, people will have an opportunity to touch it, to stretch it, to feel it. And I think that's the best, you know, way to, you know, to promote what you're doing, because I love your story, how it all started, how it led you to what you're doing right now, and you know, how great product you are offering to people who love sports and fitness.
And I just think with sportswear as well, when you go, you just want to feel good, like you said, it's going to be really comfortable, but you kind of want to stand out and feel good in your stuff and just be just out there, really.
Well, we're all about building people's confidence up, and you know, through, you know, it is about physical health, but I think you said you've done a lot of mindset coaching.
That's
as well,
right, yeah, lots so of life coaching.
It is, and I think that is like such a key for what we do, as well as, you know, having that energy, you know, and stuff.
I mean, when you've got the right gear on, it does boost your confidence, and you feel really good. And for some people, going into a gym or any centre, it can be quite nerve-wracking.
I think 100% it is,
if you're feeling a bit more confident in yourself because you like what you're wearing, these are high-waisted, so they're really flattering as well, and you feel good, you look good. So you go in and, you have got that bit more confidence and stuff. So
definitely. 100%, 100%. And I like the product because it seems to cater for everyone.
I mean, these ones, I've got these are the capris. I love undoing these. Just exciting.
You just keep backing them up.
I can't fold them back properly.
No.
My effort at folding them in is just awful. I will show you later.
Yeah.
So these are the capris. So these are the shorter length ones.
That's the one I have.
Yeah, so these are perfect for summer.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You've got your high waist here. Mm-hmm. So especially for me, that's good, especially after having a baby and everything. So it does tuck everything in, and it does slightly stretch, but they're really fitted, and you just feel really safe and secure in these.
Yes.
So I know if I squat or I'm doing any yoga or anything, I'm not going to have a builder's bum, basically. So these will stay up.
Uh-huh.
They're nice and secure, and they're just a good fit. And what I did as well with, I didn't want labels in them because I know I've had gym wear before where I've got labels, and if you're sweating and then it gets, they're just really annoying.
I always cut them out.
But then I cut them
out.
Yeah, you just get the little bits. So there's no labels in here. So I put everything, I think you might be able to see.
Yeah.
On there. So you've got all the details on there. You've got your size, your washing instructions.
But for me, when we had a look last week, and I seen your name in there as well, and I thought, oh my God, this just looks so professional.
Oh, thank you.
It does, seriously. And I mean, they do feel nice, you know. And I think sometimes it's little things that, like I said, you came out, got such a great energy about
you.
But so you've put that
into
your products, basically.
Yeah, you can feel it.
Yeah.
And I love the side pockets. We did not mention the pockets, right?
So there's a couple of things. So got pockets on both sides. So in mine, I've got phone in there, business cards there. It was tissues last week because I had hay fever. you get your handy pockets. Perfect.
Yeah.
So I've got tissues and a phone.
Brilliant.
But also, as well, they have got a gusset in, so you don't get camel toe.
Well,
so that's another essential.
Well, for girls, very important thing.
Yes. Maybe for guys as well, you know. We should get all the fun.
The main thing is, it's just the comfort and just feeling secure when you're doing your exercise. And I know that nothing's going to fall out or hang over and stuff. But they're just really good quality. The stitching as well, they do this 6-needle, 4-way point stitching that goes straight over my head.
Yeah.
But I've tried all the different stitching, and this is the best. It's just so,
it's
solid.
Strong,
it's solid.
Yeah.
And it's great because I've got confidence in the product.
Yeah.
I know it works.
I kind of felt, because we get so many, a variety, some are real body conscious, even when they don't need to be. And I just felt it really kind of covered that angle a bit.
Really. It's the whole point is just so you feel good.
Yeah,
it's
exactly.
It's really about, you know, just feeling good. And especially this, you know, the bit there here that we've got for the stomach, because it just pull up and it almost sucks everything in. It's great.
Yeah.
And I know I had one lady who had a pair of these leggings, and she put it on Facebook, and she was like, wow, I love how I feel in these. And somebody put, oh wow, you've done really, really well. And she goes, it's actually the leggings. She goes, it's the leggings that's pulled everything in. And she says, I'm going to wear them every day now.
Yeah.
So she's brought a couple of
them.
Oh,
wow.
So that's really nice.
It is,
Is it not amazing that, you know, product can really boost someone's confidence?
Yeah, exactly.
How they feel about themselves. You know, and I think, you know, this is maybe the purpose of you creating this line. You're adding the confidence and color to women's life.
Yeah.
You don't just, do guys, do you?
Not at the moment.
That was my question. Yeah.
People say, are you doing active wear for men? Are you going to do it for children? So who knows?
Who knows?
Space.
One thing at a time. Exactly. Yeah.
Well, my 10-year-old daughter, she fits in the extra small capris. So for 10-year-olds, there we go. Mm. Extra small capris. Perfect. Wow.
Well, I was going to mention as well, because you're doing capris, you're doing full length leggings, you're doing the sport bras, and tops.
Dry fit tops.
Dry fit tops. And skirts.
Yes.
And I loved how you, because I'm not a big fan of skirts myself, but you sold it to me last week when you told me when you went on holiday.
Brilliant, yeah.
And you, because that skirt has obviously those shorts underneath with the pockets, which is, you know, your safe way of not being robbed while you're just on holiday.
Yeah.
And I thought, actually, I do like that idea. Mm.
It was brilliant because this marketplace we went to in Tenerife, massive market, it's lovely, but when we did some research on it before, it said just be really careful of your belongings and stuff. Yeah. So I wore my skirts and it was great. So again, phone in one pocket, wallet and cards, thin wallet and cards in the other pocket, underneath the skirt bit, so you wouldn't even know I've got anything under there, and it was great. So I could just walk around and, yeah, it was fab. Yeah. But it was nice as well because, yeah, it was quite a windy day, so I knew even if the skirt blew up, I had my shorts underneath.
The shorts underneath,
So yeah, it's perfect. Okay. Yeah, I do like a skirt. They're like, it's like Marmite though. People either love the skirt, or it's like, no, it reminds me of school. You know, it reminds me of my PE teacher and stuff, but I'm all about the sport. So, but I wear them obviously for work, but I wear them out and about with the vest top.
Yeah.
Mm, they're great, they're really comfy. So,
yeah, brilliant.
Who knows?
Brilliant. How did you get into like health and fitness?
So I did my degree in sports science. So I went to, it's now Leeds University, but I was based at York, Ripon and York St. John. So we talked about York earlier, and I thought it was a beautiful place.
Yeah.
So I went there. I did get an injury to my knee, and so I couldn't do, because my plan was I wanted to go into one of the armed forces and be a PTI there. But I really damaged my knee, ripped the ligament, so I couldn't, unfortunately, do that. So I kind of didn't do sport for a while, and I did lots of, like, customer service roles. Mm. Oh, sales. I worked in London and Switzerland, all everywhere. And then I just had a sit down. I thought, what do I actually want to do? You've got one shot here. I want to be happy. I want to do something that I really enjoy and I really feel passionate about, and that's sport. I've always loved sport since I was absolutely tiny. So I thought, right, I need to retrain because it's like 20 years ago now and lots has changed. So I did some other qualifications so I could become a PT. Then I did my MVQs in exercise to music. So I'm qualified to do sort of combat, club size, Zumba. But I just do the combat and club size at the moment. And then, yeah, just built from there. But also because I've done life coaching as well. And I worked with a lot of women who had found that when they had a family, they felt that they'd lost their identity. Mm. So they'd become, you know, Billy's mum or so-and-so's wife. They didn't actually have their name anymore.
Mm.
And I remember looking through my phone book once, and it was, I remember I had all my mum friends, not by their name, and it was by their child's name. It was Mary's mum. Olivia's mum. And it's like, no, these are actually people. And so I started just working with a lot of women just to try and get them back to themselves, to being Emma. And just for them to like rediscover what they enjoy doing, and just because once the child hits five and they go to school, suddenly it's just like, it's, you know, as a mum, it's like you are still needed, but not 24/7 as much as you used to.
Mm.
And it's, sometimes you feel lost and you're like, well, what do I do now? Because I don't know who I am anymore. So it's about finding out who they were and just building them back up as a person to have their own identity again. So so I did that. And then the PT and the club aside, and a lot of my PTs as well, I do incorporate that life coaching. So we'll have some sessions where obviously it's about doing kettlebells and squats and stuff, but then other times it might be a PT where it's actually about the mind.
Yeah.
And we'll sit there for the hour and we'll talk things through if there's any issues and stuff. So it's about the mental health as well as well as the physical.
I think that's really important though.
Yeah.
I think that's really, really important.
Yeah.
It's just coming in for this and off you go home. I think it's important to cover that, what we do that.
Definitely.
Because everyone coming in for their own reasons, but a lot of the time it's something that's maybe going on the back.
Well, actually, quite often, you know, I spend years working in the gyms, and on many occasions when clients were coming for a session, you could tell, you know, they were just like fully yeah. charged up, you know, yeah. just about to pop. And sometimes it wasn't about the squat, it was about the yeah. conversation.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And they were coming literally, it didn't matter whether they were coming for, you know, to push, you know, in the gym and just get their PB on that day, or just release those, yeah. you know, limiting thoughts, you know, that heavy emotions yeah. and just leave home feeling like revived and mm. fresh, you know, and ready for the day,
yeah,
ready again, right? So I know that I can see personal trainers, you know, when I go to the gym myself now, you know, they still do the both roles. Mm. Sometimes you can see them sitting and talking to the client,
yeah.
and mm. sometimes you can see them just working hard. And you know, in some people's mind, they might be thinking, "Oh, they're not doing really well because they're sitting with their client," but they don't know what they're no. doing with that no. client.
Yeah,
you know,
exactly.
sometimes that talk is more mm. important than squatting.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. yeah.
You know, and that was always my approach too.
Yeah.
So it's so lovely and refreshing to hear, like yourself, mm. talking about this kind of approach, because we have to look at all of the aspects of health. You know, it's a physical, mental, yeah. emotional. You can't separate those. And it sounds to me, it feels like you are actually hitting all of the targets. Mm. So you have a very holistic approach
yeah.
and the experience in mm. all of those areas. And on top of that, this is just like cherry on top of the cake,
yeah.
those leggings, you know, just adding the color to people's lives. This is
yeah.
just amazing.
Thank you.
Really
yeah.
love that.
I was speaking to my mother before I got here, and she just said, "Who would have thought like 20 years ago you'd be designing your own activewear?" Because that was not in my plan.
Yeah.
And here I am,
mm.
leggings.
It's like we said before, come on air. Just sometimes, until yeah. you take that step forward on something, you never know where it's going to go.
Yeah.
And it might shift a little bit. It might
yeah.
change, but pretty much that's put you on that path to
yeah.
wherever it is. Really.
And the thing is, I always, because I remember talking to my husband about this, and he said, "You've got to do it, because I know what I'm like. If I've got an idea, if I don't do it, I'm just going to regret it." And I always think it's better 100%. To do something and regret it
yeah.
than not do it and always think, "Oh, if only I had have done that."
Yeah.
Because I don't want to look back in 5 years' time and just say, "Why didn't..." Especially if you see someone else doing
yeah.
with your idea and you think,
mm.
"Why didn't I do that?"
Yeah.
And sometimes things don't work, but you've tried and it's like,
yeah.
"Right, so that didn't work, but that part did, so I can try something else using those skills that I learned last time and things like that." So
mm-hmm.
and this
is trial and error.
So what would you say, I'm just curious, because I love what you just said here, about, you know, seeing someone else doing it and
mm.
you feeling like you want to do it and then not doing it, right?
Mm.
What would you say to a person who is in a very similar situation, you know, just before making decision of going ahead with their ideas, with plans, and they see that there's someone else doing the
yeah.
same thing? What would you say to them?
I would still do it, because again, if you don't, you will regret it.
Mm.
And competition is always, it's healthy to have competition out there.
Plenty of pie for everyone, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
And the sports industry is huge now.
Yeah.
It's not just, you know, as we touched on before, it's not just the physical, it's the mental as well.
Yeah.
A lot of people do use sport for escapism as well.
Yeah.
So there's that. It is just a huge industry at the moment. So there is, you know, and it's good you look at your competition and there's things that, you know, I have my certain competition, I'll look at their leggings and I'll look at all the positives, but then I'll think, actually, that didn't work for me, but what would work?
Mm-hmm.
So I would then say, right, that's not right for me, but I know what would work on my leggings would be this, and just using it
mm.
as research, really. But never be afraid just to step forward and do it and come out of your comfort zone as well, because you just don't want to regret something because you didn't try it,
yeah.
I just think. And the worst that can happen is that it doesn't work.
Yeah,
that's,
and then you'll find something
happen.
Else, right?
Exactly,
yeah.
You'll find something else
yeah.
and just be like, well,
yeah.
you know.
At least I've tried.
Yeah.
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 Because you will kick yourself if you don't try, and, you know. But, like, with my activewear, if, you know, after 3 years, it doesn't work, I've tried. But it will. I know it will.
I got a lot of confidence
yeah,
in
thank
this.
You.
Yeah, seriously.
I would be like,
yeah.
if you decided to pull out and I'm
yeah.
in 3 years' time, thinking,
right,
I think it's the time for my new leggings.
Yeah.
Where is
yeah.
Emily, right? You know, where is... Well, what? You know, she finished. You know, she can't.
But, yeah,
I don't know. I wouldn't be...
I
can see almost having, like shops,
yeah,
high street shops.
Oh,
yeah,
yeah,
I really fear.
I'd love to, just because I know how I feel in them. I know how my clients feel in them. And yeah, I just want that to
it
come
just
across
popped into
people.
My head. I need to say, you are selling confidence with spark.
Mm.
Nice. Oh, I like that.
Mm.
That could be my
right. Write it down.
Yeah.
You can have it.
Yeah.
You can have it.
I will hashtag you. Yeah. Hashtag Ange.
You heard it here first.
Yes. So I'm really looking forward to new line. We had a brief chat about your winter collection, which I'm not going to talk about because I don't even know what it is.
Yeah, well, what's
I'm
coming
curious,
up? What's coming up? What can you tell us that you got coming up?
Or winter, what? Obviously, lots more patterns of the leggings, but I want to do hoodies as well. So I've already had a couple of samples in. Oh, it's just so soft. It's lovely. Mm. So I had a sample in a mint green, a lilac, and a black, and they've all got, so on these leggings as well, because, well, I do have one tag, but it's on the outside, so it doesn't actually affect anything. So on the hoodies, they're plain hoodies, and then you've just got the EH at the bottom, but they've gone already. I'm not supposed to sell my samples because they're for me to keep and just try, but two of my PC clients are coming in like, well, you're selling that, can I have that one, and stuff, and so they've tried them on, so they're really soft, and then I've kind of used them to get the feedback on it, so I know what's going to work for winter. So
it's a prototype.
Yes.
Yeah.
So I just want to get some hoodies that will complement the leggings as well. Mm. So yeah.
Well, that sounds like a perfect opportunity for guys' hoodies. I love a good hoodie.
Mm. Yeah. Well, Chris tried. He's tried one of my hoodies, and he really likes it. So, brilliant. And then it's a bit more versatile and stuff. Mm. So yeah. Mm. But who knows? I have ideas that, like, it's always just when I go to bed and I'm really tired, and then I get an idea, and then I spend the next 4 or 5 hours with this idea, how I'm going to market it and whatnot. Then it's 5:15, Billy's crying and it's time to get up. And then Chris wakes up and he's just like, I'm just like, oh, I didn't sleep. He goes, you all right? And I go, yes, but I've got this amazing idea.
Yeah.
I've, you know, created this logo. I've done this advert. And he's like, I can't believe you've done all of that while I've been asleep. But you do, you just get this idea. You've just got to go with it and whatnot. Because I was thinking the other day, I was like, oh, sports bags. And also, I'd love a leopard print sports bag. Mm.
Yeah, beachwear.
Be really good, yeah.
Why not?
Yeah.
We were talking about trainers.
I would be so branded.
This could be a long podcast.
We're going to come out with so many ideas at the end of this podcast. Bikini, towels, all sorts.
Socks.
Yes,
you know, everything.
But you could. That's the thing. You don't know.
Yeah,
you just don't know where
there's
it
was. There's no limit, really, is it? There's no limit on that.
Yeah, one thing at a time. But it sounds like, you know, you've got such an exciting, you know, journey ahead.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I love, again, I'm just going to mention it because it's important, taking on the opportunities, you know, and following passion and doing what you're really passionate about, you know, and not being scared of failing.
Yeah.
Because do you know that the biggest regrets people ever have just before they pass away? They say, I wish I've tried this and that and the other. You know?
Yeah.
I wish I did this. I wish I did that. And like you said, it's better to regret, you know, try something, tick the box off and say, well, at least try it, right?
Didn't work for me, it wasn't for me.
Yeah. So I love that.
Yeah.
So.
Thank you. That's always been my motto. And obviously some things I've done, I've looked back, I'm like, oh, but you know,
I've had the blows of them. Failures, or whatever you want to call them, really, or learning things. So many, and some have really, really, you know, they've really cost me mentally, emotionally, and monetary.
Yeah.
But I was listening to what you were saying, and they pop back in my head, and some of the stuff over the last couple of years, and I think, oh, God. But I'm so glad I did it, because I would.
Yeah.
And I probably would still do it again, but I've learned, like, on how. You know, the way not to do it, basically, and also having that information of, I could do it this way. So
it's all stepping stones, all these experiences to get you where you are, now.
Yeah,
basically.
Pretty much.
So, yeah.
Well, one thing was don't spin so many plates. That was probably the biggest lesson.
I think we're all guilty of that sometimes.
Yeah, definitely.
You just have to take a step back and think, right, what's actually important?
Yeah.
You know, what can be pushed back for X amount of months, because if you try and do too many things at once, you're not going to do your best at certain things. It's best to focus on one.
Remember, before we came on air, you said, how do we get into the podcast?
Yeah.
And I was telling you about my experience for the... I'd go over to the States and have like a 3-day weekend there, and I'd come back and my saying just buzzing, I've got to do a book, I've got to do a podcast, I've got to do a live show, I've got to do this, and we've got to do that, and we've got to do the other, and I think it was only a few months later, went back again. I was like, oh my God, I'm still haven't done the other bits. And someone come up and said, just implement the one.
Yeah.
Implement the one, let that settle. Then they're like, oh, okay. So that was just a bit easier.
Yeah.
But it's still some of those things I want to do again. And So I just leave it, just calm, one thing at a time. But
it can be crazy. You just, you want almost like you would just want to go all out, 1,000 miles an hour, you know, this one direction. You want to just hit all the targets at once, you know. And they say, you know, just Rome has not been built overnight. It's true. But, you know, you have to just remember, have it in mind that, you know, there is another day. It's called tomorrow. You can divide it. You can focus on one. Like you said, if you're trying to do everything, you're losing on quality.
Yeah.
And it's just better to give yourself a time and permission just to focus on one thing. I had the same thing, you know, chasing too many rabbits at once. Good at this, good at this, good at this, good at this, but not excellent at anything. But even though I had that kind of approach, I've learned so much from doing it, and that added to what I'm doing right now. And I've narrowed down so much that I feel so much more clear-minded and focused what I'm about, and I'm still narrowing down, you know, just to specialize myself. So then it's just one direction at 150, and that definitely works massively. I just,
that's good.
I don't know whether this is cultural thing or, you know, basically applies to everyone, you know, that you just want to do everything. You know, and you're not gonna let anyone in, or you have to be in competition with everyone everywhere. But it's just, I think that goes away as you mature and have a little bit of experience, I find. So
I suppose starting out in a business, it can be a bit like that sometimes, because you've got a lot of, you're doing something, you're stepping into that bubble, but there's still some anxieties and fears.
Yeah.
And then as soon as like, oh, well, you know what, it doesn't matter so much.
Well, so you're still finding your niche?
It's, take a while to find your niche, I suppose, couldn't it?
We had this conversation the other day.
We've gone right off sidetrack here.
I know. And then you find no, I'm gonna make a YouTube. And you find niche within the niche, and this is going back to you, you know, this is how you started your branding line of clothing with the, you know, sportwear for pregnant women.
Yeah.
That led you to
where I am now.
Yeah.
I think the thing I've learned the most about this business is just to learn to be patient, because I'm very like, if I have an idea or I want it now, it needs to be done now. And I remember I was just so, all I wanted to do was just launch my product.
Yeah.
But I thought, I can't, because I need to get it right.
Yeah.
So there was so much, right, getting one set of samples in, trying them out, washing them X amount of times. Thank goodness we've got solar panels. And just to make sure it was right. And like the labeling inside, this was different originally. But I thought, I can't rush it, because yes, I do want to launch and I want to start selling this product, but I need to be 100% sure of everything.
Yeah.
And so it really did teach me. I mean, these came back, what, 5 or 6 times until I'd got it to me to be perfect. And then I was like, right, now I'm going to do it. Because, and it did put me about 3 or 4 months behind schedule, but in the long run, does that matter?
No,
I think if you were that focused, basically, because the motto appears, start now, get perfect later. So I'm listening to, but because you weren't really holding it up, it, like putting it on the back burner, no, I'm not going to leave it now. So you were still working on it. So it didn't really get held up. But sometimes it, I think because you put a target on it, well, sometimes it's, we worry about falling short of our target, but had you not put it on there, it could have taken like even longer.
You have your little targets, and sometimes you do have to move them.
Yes.
Just to take that bit of pressure off, because the last thing I wanted to do was put out a product to hit my target of 1st of August or whatever, and put out a product that I wasn't confident in, because then if I'm not confident in it, that's going to come across.
Mm-hmm.
And I won't be happy, I won't sell the products, and I don't want people to say, well, you know, they look nice, but it was a bit crap when I put it on. You know, and why have I only got one pocket, or, you know, and it's just all those little things. So it was important. And I'm so glad that I was patient this time, because I've done things in the past where, like my car, for example, I wanted, this sounds terrible, but I wanted my car for my birthday weekend. So I chose the one that I knew I could get then, not the one that I actually wanted.
Right.
So I had my new car for my birthday weekend. After my birthday weekend, I was like, I wish I'd have waited and got the blue one, or whatever one it was now. So I kind of learned just wait, just be patient. And
I think it's important. So again, just a fly. I spat on myself. It's a fly land on my hand. Hello, Mr. Fly. I think even the stuff we've been doing around here, I wanted part of me was like, oh, I need to do that last year. And yeah. But I just, it was stuff going on. I thought, no, I'm going to wait. Yeah. And I'm glad I waited to that right moment. Because you like for you to sell your stuff here, I think, oh, this is the perfect time, really.
I'm so excited to be in here. It's brilliant. And along with all the wonderful artwork you've got in here as well. It's just... Yeah, it's just a really good location, so thank you so much.
Oh, yeah, it's my pleasure, I think as soon as you come in, I didn't need to look at stuff. I thought, right, that's it. We've got good energy.
Yeah,
that's,
you're
that's
in, we're not going to tell you.
Yeah,
you're in.
Thank you, guys.
But I think things like that are important. You create what we give off is, that's what we're buying into, really. That's why you obviously you've done well with everything else that you're doing. It's, what we do, isn't it?
And guys, energy never lie. And I think you actually buy into that energy by buying those leggings, so I highly recommend it.
So obviously you said your husband done some martial arts, so I'm waiting for like the martial arts line now.
I need to do something. I'm studying about all the different colored wraps you've got and everything last week, so maybe that could be the next thing. Emily Harford martial arts.
There we go.
Nice ring.
Could do
but who knows? See, that's the thing, you just don't know. You don't know where it'll go to. So
Well, the best of luck for
sure. Thank you so much, guys. Thank you.
Obviously we'll probably get you back on at some point. Pick your brains because there's a lot there. And I think so how if there's anyone else interested in, whether it be purchasing your sport activewear or collaborate in the same way, how can they get in contact with you?
So I've got so many pages on Facebook these days.
It's like Twister, isn't it?
Yeah, it's crazy. So I've got the Emily Harford Activewear for Women page. Then I've also got Club of Size Cheltenham with M. I've got Emily Harford Fitness and Life Coaching. And then my personal page, just Emily Harford.
Yeah.
So, but just contact through there, just send me a message.
Do you have a website as well?
Yes, I do. So the website is ehactivewear.co.uk.
So what we're going to do to make it easier, because you probably already forgotten, we're going to drop it in the comments, the links.
Yep.
So if anyone would like to contact you, they can just follow the link.
Yeah.
Just make it easy.
Perfect. Yeah.
Easy.
Excellent. Right. Thank you, guys.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
All right.
Thank you.
Amazing. Don't forget to share and obviously put some nice review in for Em.
Thank you. Exactly.
Yeah. Makes sense.
Bye.
Bye.